Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Today, major blockchain upgrades, market shifts, and institutional consolidations are shaping the crypto landscape. From SWIFT's blockchain initiative for continuous cross-border payments to evolving strategies in decentralized exchanges and synthetic stablecoins, markets are reacting to technical advancements and cautious macro pressures. SWIFT has joined forces with over 30 financial institutions to develop a blockchain-based ledger for around-the-clock cross-border payments. This initiative integrates real-time transaction logging with smart contracts, offering a pathway for traditional finance to smoothly transition into the world of digital assets. Meanwhile, Peter Schiff has challenged Michael Saylor's Bitcoin strategy by suggesting that gold may provide superior liquidity during stress. Analysts remain split as price forecasts for Bitcoin range from as low as $60,000 to as high as $500,000, with conservative views predicting an end-of-year range between $120,000 and $145,000. Institutional investors continue to watch closely as Bitcoin trades near $112,000. On the regulatory front, Telegram founder Pavel Durov has alleged that French intelligence attempted to censor opposition channels in Moldova ahead of elections. His remarks have sparked a debate over free speech and have influenced token sentiment, notably impacting Toncoin. Such developments underscore the unpredictable interplay between digital communication and regulatory influence in crypto. In the altcoin arena, assets like Solana, Dogecoin, and XRP experienced gains driven by short position liquidations exceeding $260 million. These boosts contributed to a modest rise in overall market capitalization. At the same time, US spot Bitcoin ETFs recorded their first weekly outflow in over a month due to quarter-end rebalancing, though long-term institutional demand remains robust. Aster, a decentralized exchange on the BNB chain specializing in perpetual futures with leverage up to 1,001 times, has outpaced rivals by generating higher daily revenue and achieving a market cap above $3 billion. Concurrently, synthetic stablecoins have entered the fray with yields between 10 and 19%, offering a fresh alternative to major issuers like Tether and Circle that retain high returns from US treasuries without passing yields to users. New platforms are emerging to redirect yield directly to investors. Maple Finance has partnered with Elwood Technologies to bring institutional-grade credit strategies on-chain, effectively bridging traditional financial instruments with blockchain. In parallel, Strive has executed an all-stock acquisition of Semler Scientific to boost Bitcoin per-share metrics, signaling a consolidation wave in the digital asset treasury sector and a move away from reliance on SPACs. Solana developers are considering removing the current 60 million compute unit cap per block following the upcoming Alpenglow upgrade, a change that could allow dynamic scaling based on validator hardware capabilities. However, concerns remain over potential centralization risks. On the macro front, investors are increasingly shorting the US dollar amid expectations of policy shifts, while Federal Reserve officials like Cleveland Fed President Beth Hammack warn that inflation may not recede to target levels until late 2027 or early 2028. These multi-layered developments are unfolding like the intricate puzzles of The Legend of Zelda, where every strategic move can unlock new opportunities. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.